the faqir, being a poor man or a poor woman, it can make you qualify to be from the dwellers of Jannah if you have pension. Some people, when they are poor, they steal, they gambling, they go to the bank, and the easier thing, especially even in a place like America, the easier thing, you need a car, you need a house. I don't know about need a husband. Nothing in the bank can do about this, okay? But you need a car, you need a house. What do you need? Don't worry about it. All what you need, use the credit card, okay? You don't have to pay now. It's the only low rate of interest. It's only 7%. Don't worry about it. We'll make it 3% for you. You see? So this is a serious matter. We have to understand how to be content with the little bit that Allah has gave us. Living in apartment with halal, paid rent, much better living in a house that from usury and riba, which is haram. So let's take a look to hellfire. The Prophet said, and I take a peek inside hellfire and found most of the dwellers of hellfire. Anybody know? Yeah. Women. Why? What did women do to be most of the dwellers of hellfire? They are not Muslims? No, they're Muslims. What's the problem? You see, you remember when the Prophet ﷺ was in the Eid day, and he went after khutbah, he went to the women section, and he gives them a special talk. And told them, تَصَدَّقْنَا, give in charity. I found you to be the most, the dwellers of hellfire. Say, how come Prophet of Allah? Say, because takfur, because you commit disbelief. He said, takfurna billah, do disbelief in Allah? He said, no, takfurna al-ashir, that you are ungrateful to your husband. And the Prophet had called it kufr. And the women, when they heard this, they said, disbelief in Allah. But the Prophet tells them this is a form of kufr to be ungrateful and say the husband can be good to her all his life and one day he may mess up, because you know men mess up like women also, right? We don't have a perfect man, but usually this characteristic of being ungrateful is more in women than men. But when a man do something wrong, one time she will say, what? I never saw anything good from him. He never been good to me. He never bought anything to me. And she maybe even the couch that she's sitting on it, $300 couch, nice piece of furniture. He had to go work overtime to buy it. She's sitting on the same couch which he bought it for her, and she complained and said, he never even put a penny or a nickel in this house. You see? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, most of the dwellers of hellfire are women. So what was the solution here? The Prophet told them about something to do. What? He said, give in charity. Give in charity so something can save you. Because the charity can be like a shield, can be as a shelter for you from hellfire. Now, we have things which can cause people to go to hellfire, and we have things which can prevent people to go to hellfire. And one of the hadith which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about how women can be in Jannah, because this is what we're talking about, women of Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about if إذا صلت المرأة خمسها وقامت شهرها وحفظت فرجها وأطاعت زوجها قيل لها يوم القيامة ادخل الجنة من أي باب شئت. If the woman perform her five time prayers, fast the month of Ramadan, protect her private part, and she became obedient to her husband, in the day of judgment, it will be told to her, enter Jannah. Not only enter Jannah, enter Jannah from any gate you wish. This hadith is so great, and we need to focus on it for a moment, because this hadith, it shows you that your main obligation immediately after Allah comes to be your husband. Nothing in your life comes after Allah except your husband. That means carry your obligation as a Muslim woman towards your Lord, making your salah, fasting your prayer, protect your private part, whatever Allah commands you to do. After Allah comes immediately your husband, not even your own father or your own mother. Before you get married, yes, your mother has the upper right over you. After Allah comes immediately your mother, and after this comes your father. But the moment that you became a wife, now your husband comes immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Believe me, sisters, they understand, it's a test. I know, it is a test. This is not a fun to be a wife. It can be a fun sometimes, but not all the time. This is a serious, okay? But it is a very serious matter, and it's scary. It's very scary. And we have to be very watchful and very careful how we dealing with our husband. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him in a position very highly, to such a degree that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, if it is permissible for somebody to prostrate to somebody, for a human being to prostrate to a human being, I will command the woman to prostrate to her husband. I know you heard this hadith many times, but how many times did you reflect on this hadith? And how many times did this hadith change something in your life? I'm telling you, this is not a simple issue in your life. Take your marriage very serious. Take it very serious. And I understand, I'm not taking the brother's side, neither I'm taking sister's side, but if I'm taking the brother's side, I'm not going to be advising you today, okay? We are not going to give you a special lectures for you, okay? So I don't take the brother's side, neither sister's side. But at the same time, I understand sometimes the brother, they act in different ways that you could not stand, you could not take it. But there is something called sabr. Patience. Almost every surah in the Quran, it talks about patience, directly or indirectly. But some people think patience only when I'm sick, okay? Or patience when my father died. No, you need patience to raise your children. You need patience to be obedient to your husband. And it's not an easy job. But do you think you're going to get Jannah for nothing? You see? Jannah, do you think Jannah, paradise, is something so simple, you will get it for nothing? Of course not. You see? This is the place that you're going to live forever, that you're going to enjoy everything. And everything, there is no ibadah, there is no worship, there is no salah, there is no fatigue, there is no sickness, illness. You will not even hear a bad word. So you have to understand what you're getting for your patience and for your struggle. So it's worthy of trying. And believe me, sisters, if we are not going to try, and if we are not going to be patient, wherever you go, even with your kafir boss, if you're working in your job, you hate his guts, but because in the end of the month you're getting a check, you're patient and you take it. You take it. All right? Be patient, and what always? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I told you about this report, I have to be here by tomorrow. Yes, sir. You see? Nothing except yes, sir. So, I'm going to get Jannah, not getting a check at the end of the month. Why could not be yes, sir? Why not? Some of these brothers, they take advantage from me, and if I said to him, yes, sir, now he's going to be riding over my shoulder. He's going to be now thinks that he's something. So what? You're not doing it for him. You're doing it because Allah telling you to do it. Allah telling you to do it. And you're doing it because your master, your creator, he created you for this, and he asked you to do this, and never Allah will put something in you that you could not handle. But because some of us, they spoil a little bit, okay? And being in America, now you can go to job, you have your own car, independent woman. I don't care for him, later for him, let him leave. Let him leave, okay? Because basically now he feels that everything is okay. You can work, you can have your car, you can have your house, you don't care for him, you see? And some women, astaghfirullah, feel that their husband like a shoe. You take one off and you can get one on, you see? And they say, you can go to the shoe store and get another shoe. This is not the way. Because it doesn't matter who you're going to marry. Yes, it's going to be different. Some people a little bit better, but it's still a human being. You're not going to find a perfect husband. Where are you going to find a perfect husband? You see? And you are not going to find anybody better than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Although his wife, they had problems sometimes with him. You think the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never his wife got mad at him? They get mad at him. Alright? So we have to be patient. So our way or your way to Jannah, one of them, to be obedient to your husband. Take yourself off this. One of the things that prevent us to go to Jannah, the same hadith reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يدخل الجنة من لا يأمن جاره دوائقه. Abu Huraira may Allah be pleased with him narrated the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, none of you enter Jannah as long as his neighbor is not safe from his disturbance. Okay? And now let me make this clear. Doesn't matter your neighbor is a Muslim or non-Muslim. Excuse me. I catch a cold after I came to Philly, so I didn't bring it to your town, okay? I'm trying to make it until tomorrow, inshallah. Finish my sickness home. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when your neighbor is disturbed by your music or by your Quran, this kuffar, I'm going to make them hear the Quran and turn it loud. And disturb the people. Oh, they need to hear the Quran, the kuffar. They make their noise and they make also on the Sunday weekend they be jumping, having all these parties. Now today is my Jum'ah, I'm going to make them hear it. You could not do this. Don't disturb your neighbor. Even by your tape recorder broadcasting the Quran. Don't put the garbage in front of their door. Don't try to slam the door in their face when they're coming out or going in. Don't be any means of a disturbance to your neighbor, even if your neighbor is a kafir, because their kufr is upon them. Allah will deal with them. But for you, you need to act as a Muslim and behave as a Muslim and be kind to them because they are your neighbor. Otherwise, this can prevent you from entering Jannah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in the hadith which is reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, تُفْتَحُ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ كُلَّ يَوْمِ اثْنَيْنِ وَخَمِيمِ فَيُغْفَرُ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَيْنِ لِكُلَّ عَبْدٍ لَا يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا مَنْ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ أَخِيهِ شَحْنَاءِ فَيُقَالْ انْظُرُ هَذَيْنِ حتى يصطلحا. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the gates of Jannah are open every Monday and every Thursday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive in these 2 days every slave servant of his who doesn't associate partner beside Allah except a person who have animosity between him and his Muslim brother, or between you and your Muslim sister. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, every Monday and every Thursday, it is opportunity for forgiveness. Gates of paradise are open for us to be recorded, to be part of the world of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these 2 days, He gave a general pardon, a general forgiveness for every Muslim, any Muslim, as long as the condition is what? That this Muslim doesn't associate partner beside Allah. What does this mean? Can a person be a Muslim and mushrik at the same time? What's the answer? Can? Sister?
No.
Can?
No.
Can a person be a Muslim and mushrik? This is part of the trivia or whatever you call it that you make it in the website. Can somebody answer this? All right. So, a person can be a Muslim and mushrik in the same time. That means he has Islam and shirk. And as example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, من حلف بغير الله فقد أشرك. Whosoever swear by other than Allah, he has committed shirk. But does it make him a kafir? You understand? So swearing by Allah, swearing by other than Allah, is a committing shirk. So in the day of Monday and the day of Thursday, Allah will forgive every Muslim except a person who associated partner beside Allah. And there is other 2 people, Allah doesn't permit them to Jannah these 2 days. Who? If you have a problem between you and your Muslim sister, you boycott her, you are not talking to her. Allah will say, leave these 2 alone. Don't make them among those people who are being forgiven. Don't make them among the people who come into Jannah. Leave them aside. Don't cover them with the mercy. Don't shower them with the Jannah. Leave them aside until what? Until they make up together. Did anybody understand what I'm saying? Huh? Yeah, this is very serious. It's very scary also, is it? So hopefully, inshallah, after you leave this lecture, and before even, don't wait until you go home, open your pocketbook, get your cellular phone out and call the sister that you've been for the last 2 months, you are not talking to her. Tell her, sister, with my fault, I'm sorry, I'm calling you to give you a salam because it's not worthy. It's too bad. I'm not going to keep myself out of Jannah because this devil works. Make me not talking to you. I heard the brother today say this hadith, and regardless who's wrong, put it on me. I have the wrong one, sister. Please forgive me, and I want you to understand to make up with you. Don't let the shaitan blow up, or what you call, buff your head, and make your head so big that when you step outside, you could not get out of the door. And say, no, sister, you know, she's the one who started. Now you are not talking because if you call her, she thinks now that you understand she can do this to you next time. And the shaitan goes to start to give you all the things. You know what? Because the shaitan doesn't want you to go to Jannah. Shaitan, as Allah is saying, إِنَّمَا يَدْعُ حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. He has his own army, his own troops, his own party. And he invites them to be with him in hellfire. So defeat the shaitan today, immediately after this lecture, and as soon as you step outside, get your cellular phone and call your Muslim sister and tell her, sister, I'm sorry for whatever happened with a moment of anger, and I want to tell you today, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, you my sister in Islam, and I could not understand, boycott you, and this was my mistake, and this was something haram, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a believer is not supposed to boycott his Muslim brother or his Muslim sister more than 3 days. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us in the hadith which reported by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, may Allah be pleased with him. لا يدخل الجنة من كان في قلبه مثقال ذرة من كبر. قال رجل إن الرجل يحب أن يكون ثوبه حسنا ونعله حسنا. قال إن الله جميل يحب الجمال الكبر بطر الحق وغمط الناس. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no one will enter Jannah while he has in his or her heart a weight of atoms of pride, arrogancy, kibr. You could not enter Jannah and you have kibr. So one of the Sahaba said, O Prophet of Allah, some of us, he would like to have a nice soap, a nice shoes, because he understood that this is kibr, this is pride, arrogancy. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed Allah is beautiful and he loves beauty. Kibr is not for you to have a nice shoes, clean garment, iron soap. This is not kibr. But kibr is what? Batarul haqq wa ghamtul nas. Rejection of the truth and looking down upon others. This is called kibr. You think that you're too good. I am the only one know. I am the only one see. I am the only one know how to do it. Everybody else is nothing. I am the one. You see? Not the shaitan. The shaitan, he got kicked out and says what? He was arrogant. He said that he's better than Adam. How do you know? Oh yeah, of course. You created Adam from dirt, but you created me from fire. So I'm better than him. Why am I to prostrate to him? You see? So this is what we're talking about. Oh, is this for me? Oh. Do I deserve it? Don't keep going. What is it going? Be able. Thank you very much. Thank you. I did. Batar al-Haq, somebody said that your hair is showing this. Come on, sister, don't tell me, understand, because this little hair is showing, now I'm going to go to hellfire. What about you? Watch yourself, okay? Don't tell me about my hair is showing. What do you think about yourself? You understand, you know better than me? Now, for Allah, the sister giving you advice. She's concerned about you. Sister, you could not come outside wearing a pants, sister. The pants is showing up, shaping your body. It's haram. This is not a hijab, sister. Sister, come on, don't tell me, please, give me a break, sister. I've been a Muslim before even you born. You little girl, just took shahada and you come to tell me what's hijab, what's not hijab? Yeah, this is what you call it arrogancy. That you think that you know it all. You don't think anybody can correct you or anybody can tell you this is right or wrong. And it happens sometimes with some brothers. It's true. His wife telling you, I really don't know why you are not doing it. What are you talking about, woman? Why don't you grow your beard, honey? You know the prophet. Listen, woman, why don't you shut up? You finish what you're cooking. You there in the kitchen. Don't tell me what to do, okay? I know about my being. I know about the sunnah. You don't tell me what is sunnah. What about you finish me? Because you're already late. I'm getting angry. You better hurry up, finish this meal, and don't tell me about what is sunnah is. Alright? Yeah. We need to learn to accept the truth. Doesn't matter, the truth came from who? Somebody tell you this is sunnah, this is bid'ah, this is right, this is wrong, the hadith is weak. Let us start to argue with the people and tell them how you were a Muslim before even they take their shahada. There's no need for this. Thank you very much. May Allah bless you, sister. Inshallah, when I go home, I'll check it. I have Sahih Muslim. I will look to this hadith, inshallah, but I'm really very grateful. You see? Because when you do this, this shows that you are arrogant. Batar al-haq wa ghabt al-nas. Ghabt al-nas, that you look down upon others. That you feel that nobody good except you, okay? Because your color, skin color, or because you're coming from Arabia, or because you understand you have a PhD or master's degree in economics, whatever. So everybody is nothing and you are the one. This is some signs of arrogancy, of looking down on the people. So if you have this, even if so little, as much as a weight of atom, this will prevent you from entering Jannah. Alright, sisters, before time leave us, let's tell you about some means of going to Jannah. This was some of the means that could prevent us to enter Jannah. Oh yeah, this one thing that we needed. Especially, I'm not going to say especially, I didn't get myself in trouble. Need to behave. Yep. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رَبَدِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُحِقًّا وَبِبَيْتٍ فِي وَسَطِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَكَ الْكَذِبِ وَإِنْ كَانَ مَازِحًا وَبَيْتٍ فِي أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ حَسَنَ خُلُقُهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will guarantee a house in Jannah, in Rabad al-Jannah, for the one who gave up argument, even if you are right. No, sister, you are wrong, sister. Sister, because I read it in Sahih Bukhari. As the brother came from South Carolina yesterday, he told me about the same thing. I asked him the question when he stepped out, and he told me I'm right. You, sister, get it, who's right and wrong. Deliver the message and leave her alone. Don't stand there arguing and shouting in front of the mosque, who's right, who's wrong. Sister, I'm sorry. I didn't mean anything. Except you understand advice, and thank you, sister. And cut it short. Don't sit down and argue. You want a house in Jannah? Leave debates and argument alone, even if you are the right one. Say, no, I want to put her in her place. Let's show her she was wrong. I'm going to go get Sahih Muslim and show it to her. And next week, the sister standing by the mosque door, waiting with Sahih Muslim in her hand, as soon as the sister put her foot in the look, sister, you remember what he told me last week? Look at that. There's no need for all this. No need for it. Get a house in Jannah, in the best places in Jannah, by what? By giving up this argument and debate, even if you are right. Not wrong. If the Prophet says, give it up, and you are right, can you imagine if you are wrong? Can you imagine with your husband? No, I'm not. I told you yesterday and you didn't. If we want to give up argument and debate with others, can you imagine with your husband what you need? Give it up, sister. Act as if you didn't hear it, okay? Act as if you... Excuse me, what you're saying? I heard you. By Allah, you tell me this, I'm taking the kids, I'm leaving the house. You're not going to call me names anymore. Sometimes you need to act as if you didn't even hear him. Don't stand and argue with him and fuss him, and the next thing became a fight. Gave up argument and debates and all the things. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will guarantee a house in the highest places of Jannah to those who gave lying, even if they joked. So that's all sides. I was only joking. You could not do this. What is psych business that our teenage boys and girls playing psych and taking about? Oh, no, no. You see, really this happened? Say, oh, I was only joking. You see? Gave up lying. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I will guarantee a house in the highest places of Jannah to those who have good manner, good behavior. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith which he reported by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من عانى ثلاث بنات فأدبهن وزوجهن وأحسن إليهن فله الجنة. In the collection of Imam Abu Dawood, from the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever taken a charge of three girls, three daughters, discipline them right, and give them into marriage, and then go to him, he will have Jannah. He will have Jannah. The great reward of raising children, sisters, especially girls. But we need to raise them according to the Islamic manner, and the proper behavior, and be patient with them until they get married. Okay? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which he reported by Sahal ibn Sa'd, may Allah be pleased with him, قال مَنْ يَضْمَنُ لِي مَا بَيْنَ لِحْيَيْهِ وَبَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَضْمَنُ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever granted me, grantee and protect whatever between his two shoes and his two legs, I will grantee him Jannah. One of the common thing could people go to hellfire is tongue and private parts. Tongue and the private parts. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, whosoever grantee me to watch for his mouth and for his or her private parts, I will grantee them Jannah. Abdullah ibn Salam, may Allah be pleased with him, this is the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Ya ayyuhannas, afshu salam wa at'imu ta'am wa salu al-arham wa sallu bil-layl wa nasu niyam tadkhulu al-jannata bi-salam. O mankind, spread the greeting of salam, feed the poor and the needy, keep the family ties, pray by night while others are sleeping, you will enter Jannah peacefully. Way to Jannah. Salatul Qiyam, Tahajjud at night, spreading the greeting of Salam, feeding others. Way to Jannah. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in hadith which reported by Sahal ibn Sa'd, أنا وكاس لليتيم كهاتين في الجنة وقرن بين أصبعيه الوسطى والتي تليها الإبهام. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith which reported by Sahl, may Allah be pleased with him, saying, me, i.e. the Prophet, as the person who is in charge of the affairs of the orphan, the one who takes look after an orphan, me, the Prophet of Allah, and this man will be like this in Jannah. And the Prophet ﷺ, he put the two fingers together. Just look how the Prophet ﷺ went through a lot of hardship, receiving the Quran, giving the da'wah, and now while you doing this kind act, taking in charge of affair of an orphan, adopting somebody, and to raise him or her, and because of this, as a result of this, you will be in Jannah, not only in Jannah, you'll be so close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as these two fingers close to each other. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال لا تدخلوا الجنة حتى تؤمنوا ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا أولا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحابتم أفشوا السلام بينكم. In the collection of Imam Muslim رحمة الله عليه, from the authority of Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, by Allah, you are not going to enter Jannah until you believe. So this is the condition to enter Jannah, to have faith, to believe. And you are not going to believe until you love one another. Loving one another. Not hating one another, backbiting one another, slander one another. The other hadith is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَطْلُبُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا يَطْلُبُ بِهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And whosoever seeks a path to knowledge, Allah will make your way easy to Jannah. Going to the classes, sister, learning about your deen is one of the means that will bring you to Jannah. I have a lot to tell you about how to be for the women of Jannah. May Allah make you, inshallah, and make us and all the Muslims, inshallah, from the dwellers of Jannah. But it's for you to, this only as a reminder for you. I don't want to take the whole time for myself preaching you. I'm sure that some of you already got tired for the last 2 days listening to me. Okay? So I don't want to be greedy taking all the time. I want to give you some time for questions in case you have any questions. If not, you can take a break before the next lecture, which is going to be in approximately 25 minutes. But I will tell you that you should go and read more about Jannah in Al Quran, in the Hadith, so you can know about the products of Allah. This is the products of Allah, which He, the commodity of Allah, that He was selling it to us. And we need to pay the price. We need to pay the price. We need to struggle. We need to work hard. This is the only way for Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the dwellers of Jannah. Thank you for coming here today. And thank you for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for your sacrifice. And this is one of the means for you to go to Jannah, by going and seeking knowledge to learn about your deen. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. Also would like to remind you all to visit our website Al-Quran wa Sunnah Islamic teaching, which is under the address of www.adly.net. We have classes, a lot of classes every day, taught by brothers as well, sisters, okay? We invite you to visit adly.net. We have question board there, we have a lot of classes, and you will have a nice tour if you visit, and you may visit for free, and you can get a membership for free also. We welcome all of you from Philly that you be part of our teaching room, aladli.net. Jazakum Allah khairan. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for broadcasting. This is Muhammad Said Adli from Philadelphia Alive.
Okay. We'll get you at 8:30. We'll get you at 8:30 for polygamy.
8:30 for polygamy?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure that nobody comes to the room with tomatoes and eggs so nobody throws at me. All right. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Walaikum assalam.